You are about to hear another episode of The Deer Slayer, dramatized and directed by Charles Frederick Lindsley.
Hunter and his family were in the Ark, skirting the shore of the lake, looking for Deerslayer, who is a prisoner in the enemy camp. The Iroquois entered Muskrat Castle and laid an ambush for the returning family. A desperate fight was waged, in which Hunter lost his life. But Harry March escaped by rolling off the platform into the water, where he was rescued by Chingachgook and the girls who had remained aboard the Ark. The situation is a critical one, and Judith tells March that there is but one way of escape for them. He must take to the woods and try to bring the soldiers from the garrison to their assistance. In the meantime, Deerslayer had managed to escape from his captors. After a long chase through the woods, he reached the lake and pushed off in a canoe from which the paddle had been removed. He tried to drift away from the shore, but the wind was against him, and he suddenly found himself again in the clutches of his pursuers.
Come, my young friend, him sail about until him tired. Him forget how must use legs.
You have the best of it, Huron. I am your prisoner again. But it's a good thing your brave took the paddle out of this canoe or you'd never see me again.
My young friend, him moose. Legs much long. Give my young men lot trouble. Now him try be fish.
Why didn't you shoot me?
Fish taken nets, not killed by bullets. When him turn moose, Huron shoot.
Well, I'm your captive again. Work your will on me.
Has my brother seen enough to make him change mind and hear reason?
Speak out, Huron. Something is in your thoughts, and the sooner it's said, the sooner you'll get my answer.
Good. Paleface eyes not shut now. My brother him have killed two Huron braves, one husband, other him brother of squaw, Sumac. Sumac now all alone. No one to hunt for her, fill lodge with venison. You great hunter, you make Sumac your squaw. Live with Huron.
I have heard of men saving their lives in this way, but I'm white, and it goes against my nature. No, Chief, I prefer death to such captivity.
Paleface, think of this while my people make counsel. Tomahawks and Big Fire make Paleface brother talk. We go. Name of Deerslayer will be called.
God's will be done on earth as in heaven. I did hope my days would not number so soon, but it matters little after all. A few more winters and a few more summers, and 'twould have been over. The young and active seldom think death possible till he grins in their faces and tells them the hour is come.
Deerslayer, Deerslayer.
Eddie, what are you doing here? Are you a prisoner, too?
I'm no prisoner, Deerslayer, but a free girl. The Indians will not hurt me.
But they're all around us here in the woods. Even the women and children are on the lookout.
I came here alone, as I've often done, and I'm not afraid. Oh, Deerslayer, do you know what has happened at the castle?
No. Is everyone safe? Is Hunter...
Father is dead.
Dead?
The Hurons managed to get inside the castle by cutting a hole in the roof.
But the rest of you?
When the fight began, we pushed away on the Ark.
And Hurry?
Hurry's gone ashore. He's on his way to the garrison to bring the soldiers.
Ah, it's a long chance, gal. It may be a week before he can bring help. You must go back to the Ark and tell Chingachgook to take the trail when it's dark and strike for the Delaware camp.
Shh. Here comes the chief.
The council has had their talk, I guess. And they're ready for the sacrifice. As soon as you can, slip away and deliver my message.
Killer of the deer, my people make decision.
So it looks.
Tomahawk sharp, fire soon ready.
Oh, you must not hurt Deerslayer. God will be angry.
He'll face him, kill two Huron. God already angry.
Let me show you what the Bible says. Love your enemy.
Oh, no time to hear.
It's no use, Hetty. My hour has come, and what must be must. If you're bent on torture, Mingo, I'll do my endeavors to bear up against it.
No, Huron will see a pale-faced Delaware woman dressed in skin of Yankee.
Have your say, Chief. But talking can't make knives sharper or fire hotter. I am ready. Tie me up.
Eh? When and Deer Slayer, and feel that the knives of the warriors, him will change mind and live with Huron.
I'm already given my answer to that, and I'll not change my mind. But isn't this tree too small? Can your braves hit a sapling like this?
Paleface will see.
All ready, Mingoes. Go away or your tomahawk will forget its horns. Ah, that's no good, Big Moose. Give your brother a chance now. Come on, Catamount. Stop your looping about like a fawn. Them silly antics. Oh, that's closer, but you only clipped my hair that time. See if you can't touch the scalp now. Maybe your squaws are handier with them hatchets. Come up closer. Take more time. Get a better aim. It's your turn, Bowden boy. Don't miss, or the Huron gals will laugh in your face. Pretty close, Redskin, pretty close. But it'll take a long time to shave my head that way. I'll hold still this time and give you a chance. Send out your best marksman, River Oak, or the sun will fall before you get to the end of this.
Oh, killer of the deer, him brave. He no Delaware squaw. Maybe he changed mind. Stay with Huron. Be great hunter. Chief, maybe.
Along with your deviltry. I have no desire to betray my white native by trifling with your flattery.
My warriors now try rifles.
Let them begin. A rifle is more merciful than a stone hatchet. And maybe they'll have better aim with white man's weapons. But come closer, Mingoes. You'll never hit it 50 paces. Now you may call this shooting, Mingoes, but I've known Dutch gals on the Mohawk that could outdo you. Undo these arms of mine. Put a rifle in my hands, and I'll pin the thinnest warlock in your party to any tree you can show me at 100 yards or 200.
Oh, stop, stop. Don't torture Deerslayer. He's not your enemy. Deerslayer is Judy.
Judith, why are you here?
Which is the chief, Deerslayer? I have an important message for him.
Riven Oak, chief. Riven Oak, him speak English. Let Flower of Wood speak.
Look at me, Huron. You can see I'm no common woman.
My daughter, handsome as wild rose.
Listen, the English have young men as well as the Hurons.
Yengeese plenty as leaves on trees.
Yes. Suppose I'd brought a party with me. There would have been a great fight, and the trail of the Iroquois would have been marked with blood.
Much blood already on trail. All Huron blood.
No doubt. And more Huron blood would have been spilt if I had come with pale faces. Riven Oak loves little animals made of ivory. I have brought some with me. Take them and start for your village. Leave Deerslayer with me. And see, here's a two-barreled rifle.
Let daughter keep two-tailed dog. Can eat when venison is scarce. Deerslayer cannot quit the young men now.
It'll not do, Judith. You thought that fine dress would make him think you a queen. But Riven Oak is an uncommon man. You should have stayed in the ark.
Anything to gain time, Deerslayer. Your friends are not idle.
Stand back, Judith, and wait. The devils are going to try fire now.
Killer of the deer has been brave. No afraid of knives or tomahawks. Huron, I'll see if he like to taste fire.
I've never been tested this way before, chief. But you'll find me ready for your punishment.
Oh, why do you torment Deerslayer? He's your friend. When Father and Hurry Harry came after your scalps, he refused to be one of the party. He stayed in the canoe by himself.
My daughter, welcome to speak. Huron, glad to hear a voice. Great Spirit often speak with such tongue. This time her eyes not wide open. Two of Huron warriors fall by blows of Paleface. Go sit by Sumac. Now, young Paleface brother, Riven Oak see if you kill with stout heart or by treachery like Leaping Panther. Soon the fire be up to mouth.
This is my end, Mingo. But you'll see what a white man can do when called on to stand at the stake.
Now, my brother boasts.
No. I may be unfortunate in your prisoner, but I'm no boaster.
Stop! You shall not kill him this way.
Oh, stop! Seize this pale-faced girl! Tie her to trees!
Listen, Riven Oak, listen! What do you hear?
Huh?
It's the soldiers! I warned you! Now it's too late! Quick, Deerslayer! Can I cut these ropes? They've come in time!
It was not a minute too soon, Judith. I didn't hope for such a miracle. How could the soldiers get here so soon?
Hurry must have met them on the way to the garrison.
Where's Chingachgook and Hist?
Hetty and I left them on the Ark. He'll probably join us as soon as he hears these rifles.
Who's this, Judith?
It's Captain Wally from the fort.
Well, it looks like we arrived in the nick of time, Judith. Is this the young man your messenger told us about?
This is Deerslayer, Captain Wally. And you did arrive in time. The Mingoes had hardly lighted the fire. Did Hurry Harry come back with you?
He's in Canada by this time. He seemed in a hurry to get as far away as he could.
Yes, Hurry is well named.
I suppose you'll all return to the garrison with us?
I came to this lake with a Delaware friend to rendezvous his sweetheart. And now that this affair with the Mingoes is over, I shall return with him to his village.
I know it's no use to argue with you, Deerslayer. You love the woods and the life of the wilderness. You would not be happy in the towns of the whites.
That's right, Judith. More than that, this war with the Iroquois is just beginning. There'll be need of my services for many months, and maybe years to come.
But when this bloody business is all over, maybe you will return to this spot.
I know no place more beautiful than Glimmerglass. But I cannot foresee the time when I can settle to the peace and quiet of such a retreat. No, Judith, my years are young. The frontier with all its peril is my home. You will go to the garrison for the time. I shall go with Chingachgook and his betrothed.
But it may not be long before we meet again. I thank you, friend, from the depth of my heart for all your kindness and your courage.
Where is the Ark?
I'm sure it's at hand. You'll go with us to the castle until our plans can be made.
Yes. But tomorrow's sun will see Chingachgook on his way home.
And you?
I shall go too, Judith. But it will not be long till I will be at the garrisons to act as guide for some party through these dangerous woods. And we may meet again.
What's that?
It's Chingachgook calling from the Ark. Come, let us go.